You're listening to the Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive podcast from Newstalk ZB.
Right, if we don't watch out, we're going to end up in a situation, I reckon, if we actually haven't ended up there already, where we make the gap between getting the dole and getting paid for work so small that it again ends up being a smart move to just stay at home and collect free money rather than work for a living. Right now, the government is considering a change to working for families that will actually exacerbate this problem if they go ahead with it. So working for families, as you well know, is money that is paid to families who work. The clue is in the name. But now the government's considering also giving the in-work tax credit to families who don't work, families who are on the dole, because of what this review says to the government. So the review is on the desk of the Deputy Prime Minister, Carmel Cipollone, and it says anti-poverty groups are arguing that the tax credit should be paid to all families and not just those who are in paid work. They argue that the payment is discriminatory or unfair, particularly given children are unable to choose whether their parents are working. Now, that's true. Children can't choose whether their parents are working, but there are other ways to support those children, like food and schools. And the best thing you can actually do for those children is do everything you can to get their parents working so they set them a proper example so you don't end up with an intergenerational welfare trap. This proposal, though, is not the thing to do. It's bastardising the system, because the whole point of working for families, if you think back to the start, was to widen the gap between the dole and earning a crust, because it got too close. Helen Clark was worried about it. Her government wanted to give these people an incentive, the people who are on the dole, an incentive to get off the dole. So they bumped up their pay with government money, right? So it'd be completely pointless if this government now decides to just give this money to anyone with kids, because we'd be right back at 2004 with people on the dole not wanting to work because they wouldn't get that much more anyway if they went to work. This is already, by the way, a significant and growing problem under this government. Chris Hipkins has already made this worse. Just over a week ago, he indexed benefits to inflation, which means that as long as inflation is going up at 7%, the dole will keep going up at 7% every single year. Hands up who gets a 7% pay rise every single year. Nope. Me neither. Just them. Which means that every year they creep closer and closer and closer in the dole, right? Problem is getting worse. And we already have more than 300,000 people on the benefit. That's 1 in 10 of every one of us who are working age Kiwis. That's way too many people. Anything that makes that number grow should not even be considered, extending for working for families to beneficiaries included. Can the idea?
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.